Judge Spiegel, tell me how you enlisted in the Marines.
When the war came along, I wanted to be a fighter pilot. I wanted to impress all the girls. When I went in to enlist in the Navy, hoping to get into the Navy Air Corps, found my eyes weren't good enough, so I was rejected. I was here in Cincinnati. So I decided to go up to Cleveland, and maybe they wouldn't notice it, but they did too, and I was rejected up in Cleveland. Then about March, or February, March of 1942, which is just a few weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the Marines announced that they were going to come to Cincinnati and recruit for the platoon leaders class. And I found out it was going to be done at the University of Cincinnati, and their medical department would be where we would be taking the physical. I went down there and memorized the eye chart, so when I enlisted, I was the first person to, in UC, do that. I did very well on the eye exam. I was told to get orders to report later on, meaning sometime June or July, that I should finish school. And so I finished and graduated in May of 1942.
Can you describe your duties in the Pacific Theater?
I was assigned to be a forward observer with the 1st Battalion. A forward observer is one who travels with the infantry and calls in by radio or landline artillery orders are on targets. And so as we moved forward with the infantry, we were really part of it and got a good taste of what jungle fighting was. Can be right on top of the enemy and smell him and hear him but not see him. And it was the same for the enemy with us. So we would be in very close quarters at times, but not be sure exactly where they were.
Was any event most memorable to you?
The day we landed, as our commanding officer, Jeff Field, sent out the intelligence squad and intelligence section to clear the area as best they could and to find out what would be our boundaries. We never reported back. And so the colonel asked me to go out and find him. So I went out and I found him on a jungle trail with his squad, just all down, having been shot. In a way, the thing was going, I was scared to death. And there was a couple of Marines that were sort of dazed. I asked what the hell was going on. He said they were crossing a trail and this machine gun opened up. He said one of our buddies is out there and the machine gunners, they've shot him in the leg several times, but he can't move. But fortunately, they had some hand grenades. So I hollered to the guy and told him to keep his head down. And I tossed a hand grenade where I thought the Jap was. And it quieted him down a little bit and jumped over the tree and grabbed this guy and dragged him to one of the trenches that Japs had. And then got another Marine and the two of us dragged this guy in the Jap trench to a place where it was safe to pull him out.
Is it possible just to describe what kinds of things were going on in your mind while all that was happening?
In a way, I was scared to death. Tried to keep my butt down and my head down so because I could see where the machine gun bullets was tracking us. People ask, are you thinking about God? Are you afraid? Were you afraid? Of course, we were all terrorized in those situations. But then we learned that we can handle ourselves and survive if we followed our training, Marine Corps training, which was the best of all. And we did. And I know I did. And I really didn't think too much of myself. Because the first time around, you just don't think it's going to be you. You know, you're going to get hit. It's going to be somebody else. So I just went to do my job of dragging this stuff out.
What made you interested in becoming a lawyer?
Well, because my grandfather was a lawyer, mayor of the city, and a judge. My dad was a lawyer and a municipal judge here. It was sort of a tradition in our family. Well, very few of the big law firms had Jewish partners or Jewish top associates. And if they had any, I came back and had a reasonable record at Harvard Law School. My dad died while I was in law school, and he had a law practice of his own, but it wasn't enough to support both of us. So I went around with law firms, and everybody was very polite and nice, but there was never any place I graduated from law school in 1948 and came back to Cincinnati and looking for a job, and finally hung my shingle up myself and got involved with some things, and I became a member or a supporter of the NAACP and CORE and a few other organizations like that. And then I was made chairman of the Cincinnati Human Relations Commission, and we went after department stores and banks and other institutions that didn't have any black employees. And I generally ended up having black employees by the time we got finished with them.
You handled the Pete Rose case in which he was sentenced for tax evasion. What do you recall about that?
All kinds of problems swirling around Pete, but the one thing they nailed him on was he didn't pay his income taxes for a period of 2 or 3 years. He pled guilty to them, and it became a question, how do you dispose of a guy like that who's an icon, is admired by so many people, really was a hit king and all that. Yet on the other hand, he had to pay his dues like everybody else, and that's how I handled it. I saw Pete at a dinner. It was funny. We were both at the same table, and of course, he's recognizable anywhere he goes. And so I sat down at the table with him. Did he remember me? I said, you're goddamn right. You sent me to prison. And from that point on, we had a great time together that evening.
Looking back, do you think your war experience had any significant long-term impact on how you approached your legal career, or was it something that kind of happened and then you moved on from?
No, absolutely. It had pressure on my legal career. As if, for instance, when you're a Marine officer and you got people that you're taking, you know, you got responsibilities. That helps you in the kind of job you have as a judge, being able to understand and deal with people. Also to be firm and to be fair, that you can't really get away with showing favoritism. I'm glad that I survived the Marine Corps. I don't know whether I'd want to go back and do it again. It's had made a strong impression on me, and people told me that. And so it made me a tough son of a bitch in some people's eyes.
When you look at all of everything we've talked about, World War II, and then becoming a lawyer, and then becoming a judge, is there anything you're most proud of?
I'm most proud of being a United States District Judge, and that President Carter, who I met recently, had the confidence to appoint me. I'm proud to serve. As a judge, I'm proud to have served in the Marine Corps and serving this country. I really believe in it and its ideals.